Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, January 22nd. Chris Brown and two other people are in custody in Paris after a 24-year-old woman filed a rape complaint. The woman told police that the rapper assaulted her in his hotel room earlier this year after the two met in a club. Now, Brown was detained on potential charges of aggravated rape and drug infractions. Investigators have another 2 days to decide whether to let him go or to file preliminary charges. Super Bowl 53 is right around the corner, and everyone has been talking about Travis Scott performing during halftime. One person that isn't really feeling Travis's decision is Nick Cannon. He says that he hasn't really proved that Travis really cares about black culture, and knocking up Kylie Jenner didn't help. Check out his comments.
I'm team Kaepernick all day. To me, I call it cultural equity. So we not mad at Big Boy for being on the Super Bowl. He's for the people. But for someone like a Travis Scott, he gotta walk gingerly. It's more about truly having integrity to who you are in your music, in your art form, the people you choose to interact with, the people you choose to procreate with.
I mean, yeah, yes, Kylie saying, Jenner.
That decision wasn't for the culture. But we're not mad at you.
Yeah, but you dated white girls.
I love white women. Let's set the record straight. Yeah. But that's the thing. It's cultural equity at the end of the day.
Ooh, Nick Cannon. Boy, 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 a lot of people are not going to be pleased about those comments. All right, rumors have been floating around about Iman Shumpert.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Fathering a child with a porn star that was allegedly involved with him and his wife, Tiana Taylor. Well, Tiana has wiped her Instagram clean, and fans quickly started saying that there's probably some trouble in their marriage, but she didn't clear off her Twitter page. She hopped on there to say, one, I have never seen or touched that girl in my life. Two, my page is gone because I'm upset at Def Jam for not dropping my video on time, per usual. Three, it's really sad that lies are entertained so much more than the truth. And four, Iman is not dumb. He knows I'd kill him. End of story. Could we be getting new music from Kanye West and 112? Well, after my nosy neighbors caught up with Slim, he hinted at a possible collab. They even tossed around the idea of changing songs to sound more Christian, but have an edge, much like Kanye's hit Jesus Walks. The group and Kanye hung out on Saturday night, and a video surfaced of 112 serenading Kanye's wife, Kim Kardashian. You know, he arranged it. Slim said afterwards that they chatted about religion, spirituality, and music. Happy birthday to Logic, DJ Jazzy Jeff, and Afeni Shakur. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood. Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.